Chapter 23, Effective Body Language and Non-Verbal Communication. The following concepts will be covered in this chapter. What is body language? What does body language convey, especially during an interview? Then the key elements of body language, non-verbal communication during an interview, then the conclusion. Nothing in life is more important than communicating effectively. The moment you communicate effectively, which means there is clarity, which means there's understanding from the opposite person's point of view, then half your problem is solved. Because the moment I'm putting forward information clearly, my gestures, posture, eye contact, body language is going with the flow. I'm not pretending to show a particular kind of facial expression. It's going with the flow. That's what it should be. If you just communicate, you can get by. So fair enough. If you communicate, things will go forward. But if you communicate skillfully, you can work miracles. And that is what each one of us should be doing. Communicate skillfully. Have that knack, that skill of communicating. Have that way of communication, which will make each one feel this is something really exceptional. What is body language? So body language provides a number of non-verbal signals that you can use to communicate your feelings and intentions. This can include postures, facial expressions, and hand gestures. So everything that we communicate besides the spoken words is body language. Body language is something that sends a particular message through each individual. So for example, if someone's hands are trembling, that person may be anxious, or at the same time, that person may have lied, possible. So different people convey different reactions through their body language, gestures, and posture. So it depends on your ability to understand and interpret other people's body language. It is very important how you grasp what is said but not said. That is what it is. So body language is a type of communication in which physical behavior conveys more than words. And this can help you to understand unspoken aspects of communication. See, when we say unspoken aspects of communication, so body language can somewhere express that kind of authority or power through that person who's talking. Body language can regulate the interaction. That means if a senior person is talking to you, the way the person is conducting himself or herself through the body language, right? That's what it is. What does body language convey during an interview? So during an interview, the way you move your hands, your facial expressions, and how you sit speaks volumes about you as an individual. So grand hand gestures will somewhere show you enthusiastic during the interview, which is very positive, right? So also, how are you seated? You're leaning forward slightly to pick up what is actually said, instead of saying, sorry, I couldn't hear you. Sorry, please, can you repeat? Leaning forward. All throughout, you're seated with a firm posture. So mannerisms can also communicate non-verbal behavior. So it is your overall behavior which is communicated through body language, which can be a deciding factor for the opposite person as per his or her interpretations. Deciding factor, the opposite person will interpret your body language as per their thought process. But if your body language is going in a manner which is easy for one and all to understand, then it'll help you to move forward because your words are in sync with your gestures, posture, eye contact, body language. It means that the non-verbal expression of your personality that will leave a lasting impression on others. So non-verbal expression of your personality, we can also say that somewhere our body language can express or hide emotions. Somewhere it can influence people in, somewhere it'll influence people who behave differently in different situations, right? So poor posture, avoiding eye contact and fidgeting are signs of poor body language. So for example, if your shoulders are slouching during an interview, then it reflects poorly on you, right? Thus, we do not realize, but we evaluate other people based on their body language. This comes naturally to all of us to gauge others through body language. It is a very normal, natural process because this is what happens by default. Key elements of body language. The face is the index of the mind. So our emotions and feelings are easily expressed through our face. So our face will actually show the mental state of our thought processes. That means what is my thought process or what are my thought processes? What is the mental state? Based on that, others will try to read me and understand me. A raised eyebrow may show a surprise and a frown may indicate sadness, right? So different aspects which are easily visible. Here we are talking of facial expressions, for example. Next is eyes. A lot of research has been done on eye contact. People pay close attention to how eye contact is displayed through you. That means having that firmness to look into the other person's eyes, especially when it is an interview that is going on. So eye contact is an important aspect for nonverbal communication. It is important to maintain the flow of conversation and assess the other person's responses. Eye contact displays confidence and it is a powerful tool for active listening. So somewhere, how are you expressing yourself through eye contact? Are you able to show or express that kind of keenness when you are, you know, presenting yourself for an interview? Are you able to show that kind of keenness to the audience if you are giving a presentation? And having that ability to look directly into the eye, that is also a skill, because a lot of people who are in fear, who are submissive, who are shy, may not be able to do so. Then we talk of posture. Posture conveys information about interpersonal relationships. Who is seated opposite you or who are you seated opposite to? So personality traits such as submissiveness and openness are visible, right? An improved posture will create an impression that an individual is focused and interested. According to me, whoever you communicate with, you have to be having, sorry, according to me, whoever you communicate with, you have to have a firm posture. It is very necessary to have a firm posture because that will also show your level of confidence. And you, not for a minute can you really slouch. I'm not saying be seated like this all the time, but that confidence in your posture should be visible. Gestures. A gesture is a form of non-verbal communication and it shows visible body actions. Gestures are an important part of interaction and it includes movement of the hands and the face. So for example, the movement of the hand or the arms to indicate or emphasize something, or when I wave out, right? So that is a gesture. Voice. Voice is a powerful tool to communicate your confidence. How loud you speak. So according to me, it's not only related to the loudness. It's your tone, of course, but it's that clarity. It's that convincing tone in terms of your voice. So changes in the vocal tone during a conversation are easily visible. So it is always important to be more assertive. It is always important to see to it that I'm audible. It is always important to see to it that my pronunciations are convincing to one and all. Then I talk of movements. Body movements can be used to reinforce what the person is saying. It refers to the study of hand, arm, and face movements. However, movements can be considered distracting and confusing if not used wisely. So definitely, if you have someone who is discussing what has really happened with the team members in terms of arguments, conflicts, and disputes, then you have to be very careful in terms of the way you're conducting yourself, because you can easily send an incorrect message in terms of your body movements. So you have to be very careful in terms of how you present yourself. Next, we talk of touch. Touch communicates a form of physical contact that expresses emotions and feelings. So when we talk of touch, it ideally conveys a level of acceptance. So a sense of touch can show that you care for somebody, right? A level of acceptance, that ability to care, right? That is expressed through sense of touch. So appearance can mean your clothing and hairstyle. Appearance can impact the impression you leave on an individual. So appearance can actually alter your reactions, your judgments, right? Because the way you are presenting yourself through your attire, through your neat, presentable look in terms of hairstyle, that can make the opposite person, you know, react in a particular way. That is highly possible. So as we said, it can alter your reactions, judgments, and interpretation. Then we talk of eyes. Now, whenever we talk of an interview, no matter what, you have to have your confidence to have eye contact. You cannot really lose confidence and not be able to look into the eyes of the interviewer. The way you look at someone conveys a lot. Eye contact plays a very important role and helps you maintain focus and concentration. Eye contact shows improved authority and empathy. So a lot of your nonverbal communication is regulated through the way you conduct yourself. So it is very important that you are able to display that kind of eye contact, which shows that you are equally comfortable being there. Right? So that depends on you. That's why we say keep practicing. Look in front of the mirror and keep answering. You can ask someone to record what you're seeing. When I look in front of the mirror, if I can face my own self, I will face the whole world. So that is one way for you to gather your confidence. So you can look directly in the eyes of the coworker when speaking to them, and that will make you an engaged listener. So definitely the moment you have eye contact, it also means that you're willing to be an active listener. Some of your facial expressions will show that. Take note of the posture. Depending on the interaction, open postures convey a meaning of agreement. So for example, crossed arms may show that you're defensive. Crossed arms may show that you don't agree to something. So your posture will be a defining factor in terms of your behavior. Take note of where the feet and legs are. Feet provide a way to spot hidden intentions. When a person suddenly crosses his or her feet, it may show discomfort or defensiveness. But this is if it's done suddenly. So definitely, you know, if you go to see, it's the entire aspect that is looked into during interviews, right from head to toe. How are you conducting yourself? That is very important. right? Because what happens is that without you saying anything, you will say a lot, as discussed. That is what nonverbal communication is. So you have to be aware of where you feel that kind of discomfort, which is displayed easily through you in terms of your body language. Facial expressions set an emotional tone, and it is important that your facial expressions are consistent with your messages. The human face is extremely expressive, and one needs to understand what is the face showing. So definitely be a bit more alert with what is really showing up in terms of your facial expressions. If they ask you during an interview that you've taken a gap of 1.5 years, is it? You'll say, yeah. Now, when you behave like that, you're just showing that you're shocked. Why are you shocked? You have taken that gap, learn to stand by it and explain that point. That yes, at that juncture, I really had no choice. But now I personally feel that I will not be taking any more gaps at that point of time. And then you explain your reason or your reasons. But give them that assurance through your facial expressions and through your words that you will not be repeating that. Any mistake made or any, say you might not feel it's a mistake that you took a gap. But don't let your facial expression say that, even if by chance you feel that. Conclusion. Thus, body language is the unspoken part of communication that we use to reveal our true feelings. Individuals use their body language to convey positive feelings such as trust and happiness. Body language can help you to stay calm in situations when you are not overtly emotional, right? So when you're overtly emotional, you will behave otherwise. So it'll help you to stay calm if you're not overtly emotional. Since nonverbal communication differs from culture to culture, so for example, pointing a finger may not be appreciated in one culture but is considered okay in the other culture. The victory sign may be appreciated in one culture but may be considered an insult in another culture. So it varies, right? The gestures can be positive for one country and negative for another country. So reflect on how you use your body language and avoid making any assumptions for yourself and the others. We've completed this chapter. Thank you.